Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's that little band from Texas, Billy, Dusty, and Frank, bringing this back. Rough Boy, that's the name of that song, one of their best ones. Thanks for hanging out with me. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great time here with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy is the author, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's one of the top social media strategists in the galaxy, and one of our best ones in our brain trust. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes, it is.
So
thanks,
check that
Jim.
Out, folks. If she can help you with your strategy, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I promise you she can help you out with that. Hey, Kathy. What do you know about Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday? What do you think?
Well, I think that it's great that we do have a focused day on Small Business Saturday. But you know what, Jim? I went out on Saturday specifically to go to some of the small businesses, and many of them were closed. I was shocked.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm like, come on. You know,
retailers,
this is an important
retailers
day.
Closed on Saturday?
Yes. Yes, or they closed at noon. You know what I mean?
That makes no sense. This is when they make their living. I mean, many retailers get 50% of their revenue in the last 45 days.
Absolutely.
For the year.
And you know, when I pulled some numbers, and Reach Local had some statistics that 63% of small business owners are still without a website.
Wow.
And,
that's,
you know,
just,
and then...
That's getting worse.
85% of consumers are searching for local businesses online.
Of course.
So we have to have that local business online because they are searching. And, you know, the local part of that is critical.
And, you know, Kathy, sure the thing is it's not going to help you to sit there and be smug in how competitive you think you are. If you're not where customers want to find you, if you're not connecting with them the way that prospects want you to find them or for them to find you, then you're not relevant to them, folks. And if you've heard me say this before, and you're going to hear me say it 1,000 more times before I die, maybe 10,000, relevance is trumping competitiveness in the age of the customer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's great that actually American Express rolled out Small Business Saturday, and they have incentives. And then other companies have gotten involved. FedEx had free shipping. And, you know, so some of the big companies are trying to encourage the small businesses to be more online and, you know, and to...
And it's nothing could be easier. No, there's nothing you could do to reach a new level of customers that's easier or less expensive. Maybe not as much time consuming, but you probably need some technical help, which you can get without too much trouble, like with Kathy, and or with hiring an intern to help you, or get an intern from the local college or whatever, bring in an agency. You can find help with this, but I mean it's a great way to do this. Kathy, one of the things I want to ask you about, and it's probably too late for this year. I just thought about this over the weekend, but today is Cyber Monday, and that means that's the Monday where people are, you know, they didn't want to do the Black Friday thing. They're getting the deals online right now.
Yes.
Small business owners. If I were a small business retailer, I would be doing I wouldn't even worry about Cyber Monday. I'd be doing it for tomorrow. I'd do Cyber Tuesday if I had to. But I'd say, okay, folks,
right.
When you're looking online, please make it a habit. If you live in Peoria, make it a habit. If you're looking for some kind of certain kind of shoe, look for that shoe and put the name of our town in. Put Peoria in the end of it, or Sheboygan, or Boca Raton, or whatever. Put it in the end and see if there isn't a small business near you that has exactly what you want, maybe for a reasonable price of what you could get it online, and you might even could go look at it.
Well, here's the thing, Jim. Even if the consumer doesn't put in the local town, Google is going to direct them to the local businesses first.
Well,
so those local businesses need to have their city.
They've got to be indexed, don't they? They've got to be available.
Yes, they do. They have to be available.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, you know, because 25% of the small businesses that are online don't even show up in the search results because they haven't taken some of those basic steps of setting up their business.
They haven't claimed their Manta page, for example, or something like that.
Or even their Google.
If you don't have enough sales, it's probably your fault. It's probably not the big boxes. Right, Kathy?
Yeah, that's right. They need to come into the 21st century.
KathyPerry.com. Check it out. Kathy, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.